met with some devotees last phase, and something about being on the path, you know, what someone experiences, everyone else does too. It's part of the spiritual journey, is that it's not unique. Everyone goes through the same steps, the same stages, the same experiences. So this one, which, of course, we've all encountered before, and I'm sure you're familiar with it, a very sincere devotee, a woman who was asking about the spiritual path and spiritual life and spiritual striving, and certainly was sincere in wanting to have deeper spiritual experiences, which was all really, really, really wonderful to see. But she also had a sad attitude. And she was sad because her spiritual experiences weren't deeper than they were. There she was on the path, practicing very sincerely every day, and having this concept in mind that all the great spiritual experiences that are there toward the end of the path that I'm not having them. So I'm sad. So she was creating a sad journey for herself. I mean, that's a pretty long journey from where she was to, you know, this end of the path paradise, you know, blissfulness, all pervasiveness, so forth, that she wanted to experience more of right now. So made me think about that. Of course, it's not Gurudeva's attitude. He says life is meant to be lived joyously. He doesn't say we should be sad until we experience Parashiva or until we're all pervasive or something. No, he doesn't say that. He says life is meant to be lived joyously, meaning when we're on the spiritual path, we should enjoy it. We shouldn't create concepts that make us unhappy because of what we're not experiencing. Why do that? You know, that's an understanding of the spiritual path which is flawed. We want to look at it so we not only enjoy the end of the path, but we enjoy getting there. You know, we want to have fun on this journey. Enjoyable journey. Laugh, smile, enjoy ourselves, and, you know, not just hold our breath and cry and feel unsatisfied till we finally get to the end of it. That's a long time away. So, one example of that is meditation. You know, the monks meditate every morning. And, you know, don't know if any monks look at it this way, but of course we're all trying to realize Parashiva, and it's an important part of our discipline. But we could have the attitude, I'm meditating, I'm going to realize Parashiva, and if we come out after the meditation and we haven't realized Parashiva, we could be sad, right? We could be frustrated and say, oh, I didn't realize Parashiva again. This is terrible. Another day without Parashiva. Life is barely worth living. You know, we could create that attitude by how we look at it without even giving much thought to it. We frustrate ourselves. We don't enjoy the journey along the path. So, for example, I explained this to one of the monks. You can set it up so that you have more than one goal in meditation. Create some easy ones and some harder ones and some very hard ones. And so, for example, easiest goal is Sinchung BC, feeling the spiritual energy of the spine. That's easy to do. You know, anyone can do that, but it's also worthwhile just really going into that spiritual energy and becoming centered and content and so forth is something any of the monks can do in any meditation. So do that first. Get the satisfaction of that. Get the success of that. And say, okay, this is great. I feel wonderful. I'm fulfilled. I'm not frustrated. I'm fulfilled. I experience Simshun BC. Now let's see if we can go deeper. Let's try for the inner light. Let's try and go into the intense inner light, Ifche, which we do in our morning meditations. So maybe we won't get there. Or maybe we'll get there on some days and not others. Because if the mind is a little bit disturbed, we don't see the inner light. The mind has to be calm in order to see it. If we get there, fine. If we don't, that's fine too. We at least got to Simshumbisi. This was a worthwhile meditation. And then we try and go deeper yet. We try and experience Parashiva. Well, that might not happen that often, necessarily. But we try for it anyway. If it does, great. If it doesn't, we're still happy. You know, we set ourselves up so that we feel fulfilled, not frustrated, by the meditation we experienced. Just because we didn't experience Parashiva, we're not heartbroken and crushed and sad the rest of the day. You know, that sounds silly. You know, you can laugh at it, but still you can set yourself up that way if you're not careful. and fail in meditation, fall short, and therefore feel frustrated and lacking. Whereas meditation should never make you feel that way. It should always make you feel fuller, more fulfilled, more content than you were before you started, not less content.